From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. Missouri delegates have arrived in Philadelphia for the Democratic National Convention. And as St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, members have differing feelings about how the week will go.
I'm standing on the floor of the Wells Fargo Center, the home of the Democratic National Convention. It's pretty empty right now, but soon it'll be stuffed to the gills with Democrats from across the country. One person from the Show Me State who will be here is Missouri Democratic Party Chairman Roy Temple. He expects this week to be full of enthusiasm.
I think a lot of people, who are already enthusiastic about our presidential ticket are even more enthusiastic after the addition of Senator Tim Kaine, who went to high school and college in Missouri.
But the convention is starting amid some upheaval. Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz announced her resignation after a slew of unflattering emails became public. And some Missouri Bernie Sanders delegates, like Kansas City native Brandon Baker, were underwhelmed with Kaine's selection as a vice presidential candidate.
What will happen is Hillary's camp will try to shut us up and keep us as quiet and under control as possible, but then you'll have those that try to resist.
But Clinton delegates like former State Senator Ken Jacob feel Sanders supporters may not have much of an option in November.
After Thursday, I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to have to get behind the Democratic candidate or let Donald Trump win.
In Philadelphia, I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Missouri agriculture officials are looking into widespread misuse of pesticides in the Boot Heel region. Judy Grundler is Division Director for Plant Industries, and she told a State House committee Thursday that there have been 115 complaints of pollution caused by pesticides during the past month alone.
To put that in perspective, typically we receive somewhere between 75 and 80 complaints on pesticide use throughout the state in a single year.
Grundler said damage has been reported to several crops, including soybeans, peaches, tomatoes, and watermelon. She added that there are currently 70 open investigations encompassing nearly 40,000 acres of farmland in southeastern Missouri. Republican candidates in Missouri's gubernatorial primary are pledging an aggressive law and order approach in response to the fatal Ferguson police shooting of Michael Brown 2 years ago. The shooting of Brown by Darren Wilson honed the nation's attention on racial relations with police. But the four candidates in Missouri's GOP primary are not focusing on complaints about police discrimination. Instead, their TV ads have shown images of riots while promising to secure our streets and enforce the law. This kind of speech has been common nationwide amid a seeming surge in deadly international and domestic attacks, including the fatal police shootings of black men and ambush shootings of police. At the Republican National Convention this past week, the slogan for the opening day of the convention was "Make America Safe Again." I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News, Columbia.